I hear a really strong explosion, and I saw the flash.
Peter Torres lives in the community of Tarrant, just north of Birmingham Shuttlesworth International Airport. He works as a mechanic at the Civil Air Patrol near the crash site. Torres says after the roar of the engines and the impact woke him up, there was a smell he knew well, jet fuel.
And I hate that smell because it makes me dizzy. But the jet fuel is similar like kerosene.
Local residents are upset because the plane appeared to be flying in from the north over occupied homes. The runways at Birmingham Shuttlesworth International Airport run east to west. That final course may be one of the factors the NTSB looks into during its investigation. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Birmingham.
I hear a really strong explosion, and I saw the flash.
Peter Torres fixes airplanes for a living. He's a mechanic at the Civil Air Patrol at Birmingham Shuttlesworth International Airport. He says what he heard Wednesday morning was a plane beyond help.
The aircraft touched the one block away from my place, touched the wires, the electrical wires. Very possible was the landing gear, and them dive all the way down to the ground.
The crash got Robert Walker out of bed, too, indirectly. His neighbors started calling him just before 5 a.m. It wasn't to talk about what they saw.
A lot of them didn't hear the crash or see the crash, but they could smell. They were concerned about the smell.
That smell was jet fuel. Peter Torres is familiar with it. He says he gets a whiff every time he works near an aircraft.
And I hate that smell because it makes me dizzy. But the jet fuel is similar like kerosene.
What residents north of the airport heard, saw, and smelled was a United Parcel Service cargo plane crashing just short of the runway. C.W. Martis saw it firsthand. He's a battalion chief with the Birmingham Fire Department and the local fire marshal.
Absolutely. It's a debris field probably stretching a block and a half of debris packages, plane wreckage, things of that nature.
News helicopters buzzed overhead while police set up roadblocks not far from where the Airbus A300 lay in pieces. Some motorists on East Lake Boulevard near the airport took the hint and made a detour, and those that didn't got a gentle reminder from the police and quickly turned around. Standing along East Lake Boulevard just north of the airport, eyewitness Peter Torres reflected on what he thinks happened. He's a pilot by training, and he says the way the flight crew revved the engines at the last second just sounded wrong.
Seemed like he was too late discovering that the aircraft was too close to the ground.
Of course, the official word needs to come from the National Transportation Safety Board. 26 NTSB investigators and evidence collection teams from the FBI converged on the crash scene and later met with reporters.
Good afternoon. NTSB board member Robert M. Sumwalt, S-U-M-W-A-L-T, will brief you on the status of the investigation.
So we will be going back and back to the north to document the tree strikes. It appears that the aircraft went through some trees and then initially impacted towards the bottom of the hill where a fireball, where there's evidence of fire. I want to emphasize that while we are here on scene, we are just here to collect the perishable evidence, the perishable information, which is, in my opinion, the information that goes away with the passage of time.
Both pilots are confirmed dead. Back along East Lake Boulevard, just north of the airport, one big question remains for Robert Walker. He's the man we met earlier. The reason neighbors called him that morning is because he's president of the East Lake Homeowners Association. He says the doomed plane seemed to be coming in from the north, and it shouldn't have.
The plane crashed in a direction where they said it wouldn't be a plane.
Homeowners have complained to city officials that a northerly course would take aircraft over occupied buildings. That means the residents would face fuel dumps at best and possibly falling debris at worst. No one on the ground is reported injured, but Walker and members of his association want to know what happened, especially since the runways at Birmingham Shuttlesworth go east to west. The course the plane was taking and all the other factors that may have played into the crash will be looked at by the NTSB, and that could take months. Pat Duggins, APR News, at Birmingham Shuttlesworth International Airport. The National Transportation Safety Board spent the weekend compiling a transcript of the cockpit voice recorder. They're also working to verify the readings coming from the flight data recorder on how the Airbus A300 was performing prior to the fiery crash just north of Birmingham Shuttlesworth International Airport. NTSB board member Robert Sumwalt says the job now is to match up all the data from the different sources.
We'll be correlating the cockpit voice recorder data, the flight data recorder data, radar data. That's the data that's recorded from the air traffic control radar system here in Birmingham and other data sources.
Preliminary results show the plane was performing normally. However, the onboard computers did tell the pilots that the plane was descending faster than normal and that the autopilot remained on until seconds before the crash. Pat Duggins, APR News. Members of the Eastlake Homeowners Association want answers tonight from the City of Birmingham, the local airport authority, and the Red Cross. Residents evacuated their homes following the crash. The concern was over jet fuel from the wreckage of the Airbus A300. The group's president, Robert Walker, says there was no support from the city or the Red Cross for people displaced by the accident, many of whom couldn't afford to leave.
Some people just had to deal with the eye irritation, the coughing, and the like.
Walker says residents also want to ask about flight paths that take large jet planes over their homes during final approach to Birmingham Shuttlesworth International Airport. Tonight's meeting at W.C. Patton Park starts at 6 p.m. Pat Duggins, APR News.